This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. It says there, "If we endure, we will also reign with Him." William Barclay said, "Endurance is not just the ability to bear a hard thing, but to turn it into glory." End of quote. In God's economy, the current temporary sufferings and future eternal weight of glory are related. Your hard things and sufferings you face now turn itself into glory and ruling opportunities in the future if you are a true follower of Jesus Christ. When we come to God in and through His Son Jesus Christ, several significant transactions happen immediately. God saves you from your sins by forgiving and canceling out all your sins. He gives eternal life and inheritance in heaven. God gives us the Holy Spirit who will be with you forever. John 14:16-17. Also, the Holy Spirit of God seals you with a pledge, with the promise of your future inheritance and eternal life in heaven. Holy Spirit given is the deposit guaranteeing you your inheritance and eternal life. Ephesians 1:13-14. Besides, God gave us the authority and power for our present living and an excellent ruling opportunity for our future. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Matthew 28:18-20, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." End of quote. The Lord Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, and He sends you with His authority now when you live here. Besides, God has given us a significant future. Not only we have been given God-given authority now for His services, but also we have the God-given reigning role, ruling role in the future. You see, after graduation, when I started my first job, I had to spend many months on the on-the-job training so that I would be capable and skillful in managing employees and portfolios. For a believer in Jesus Christ, this life is the on-the-job training for the opportunities in the coming eternity. God prepares a believer to rule with Him in His coming earthly kingdom and all through the eternity. Revelation 5:20 says, "Those who are purchased by the blood of Christ will reign on the earth." Revelation 24 and also verse 6 says, "The believers in Christ will rule with Christ on this earth for the coming 1,000 years when Christ establishes His kingdom on this earth as a fulfillment of several prophecies of the Old Testament and New Testament." This 1,000-year period is called the millennium. Revelation 22 verse 5 affirms, even after the millennium, even after the 1,000 years rule with Christ on this earth, the believers in Christ will reign forever and ever in eternity. Revelation 22:5c. You see, the Bible informs in Psalms 103:19, "The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all." End of quote. And as a children of God, bought and purified by the blood of His Son Jesus Christ, ruling this universe God made is our family entrepreneurship. It is our responsibility. God's kingdom rules over all, and there are a lot of services and functions to do in God's kingdom. Peter asked this question to Jesus, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on His glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." And Jesus said that everyone who has left houses, brothers, sisters, father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. End of quote. It appears our unique role in the future rulership is related to how do we endure the sufferings for the name of Christ now. On the surface level, as a believer in Christ, we will all reign with Christ. In a deeper sense, if God gave us the privilege to endure harsh sufferings for His name, then the opportunity to rule with Christ will be elevated to a higher level. Our role in future reign would be related to our current sufferings for the Lord on this earth. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." 1 Peter 4:13 says, "But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing." Why? So that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exultation. End of quote. Beloved, remember, if you endure, you will also reign with Him. Endure means if you stand faith in Jesus Christ, if you keep your faith in Christ in the midst of pain and fatigue, if you continue in the faith, if you bear pain, if you last in faith, you will reign with Him. Would you endure in your pain and difficulties because of the name of Christ? Bible guarantees you will reign with Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand my sufferings now is only temporary, and I will exchange my current sufferings with eternal weight of glory in heaven. I know you will be with me in my pains and sufferings and would grant me the needed strength every day. I worship you, Lord. I surrender my life for your will and purposes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.